Hello, we're going to be doing chapters 37, 38, and 39 today. These are, again, stories that you know very well. 37 and 39 are all about Joseph, and 38 is a story that they throw in the middle that doesn't really have anything to do with the Joseph story, but I think there's a couple of things that we ought to be paying attention to in this. I won't go into details on 37, you know what it is. Joseph, coat of many colors, loved by dad, has dreams, sent out to find his brothers. Brothers decide to kill him. Instead, they sell him to the Ishmaelites, and they take him on to Egypt, and he's sold in slavery. 38 is the story of Tamar, and Tamar is a daughter of Judah. A daughter-in-law of Judah. His son dies. Second son takes Tamar as wife, as appropriate. He dies. Third son is too young. Dad says he'll wait. You know the story. Judah doesn't give the third son to Tamar. Tamar takes action, takes steps herself, and disguises herself. Dad thinks she is a shrine prostitute, and she ends up pregnant. Dad's upset, finds out it's him, and says he's more righteous. Joseph in Potiphar's house is successful, but Potiphar's wife makes advances he doesn't want. He spurns her advances, she lies to the husband, and Potiphar throws him in jail. The point I want to make in this is look at all of the sin that's going on. What you see in 37 is the brothers don't like what Joseph is doing. Joseph doesn't show much compassion or understanding, but the brothers hate him because of this. He's still their brother, but they want to kill him and take steps to actually kill him. In 38, Judah's son is said to be evil, and therefore God let him die. Judah is evil in the things that he does. And then Potiphar's wife is evil in the things that she does. You start to see this pattern that goes on throughout the Old Testament. We've seen it all the way up till now. There's this constant pattern of evil behavior coming through man. And that builds and builds and builds and builds until we get to Jesus. Because it is this sin in the world, going all the way back to Adam and Eve, that causes us to need Jesus. And so all of these stories are going to be built in most ways around some kind of horrific sin that's going on. And these three are just three more parts in that long story. I hope you enjoy and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.